Because we have been speaking about mystics of various traditions, I would like to say a few words about similarities with Buddhism. And in Buddhism, we have mainly two paths. And the one path is called the step-by-step path, the gradual path. And then the other path is the direct path, the immediate path. Now, the OBC practices both. And some monks are more into the immediate path, but mostly people are into the gradual path because that is really what you do when you start to train both as a householder and a novice. And what does that mean then, the gradual path? Gradual path of looking into what we are, looking what is going on in our minds and finding ways to change our personality into a better being. So also in Christianity, that is the case that when people start to practice that faith, they try to really practice the Christian virtues and the Christian precepts, like the Buddhists are practicing the 16 precepts in our tradition. And besides that, we have the Noble Eightfold Path, which is actually also bringing us quite deep because it looks at right thought, for example, and right view. Dependent origination, the way of looking how we got to be as we are, is also bringing you quite deep. Studying the sutras can also bring you to a very to realize reality, and realize what or who we are. And for example, the scripture of great wisdom, which for most people is initially a bit of a riddle. But when we practice for some years, we can see that the scripture is about us, about our experience of existence. It is about forms, it's about thoughts, about feeling. And what the scripture says is that form is empty. A form is infinite. It's like space. So if you remember that scripture in your daily life and you meet feelings like fear, anger, uncertainty, and when they arise, we can see and stand still and question. Oh, I feel that fear that is driving me. Is that fear substantial? Is it lasting? What is its true nature? So you question your experience. The same is true with the other skandhas. We had the five skandhas, as it is said in the scripture of great wisdom. Form, sensation, thought, activity, yeah, will, volition, and consciousness. So how substantial are these entrances into experience? So you look into your own being. Now, in the West, we have some the development of psychology and of mindfulness. Now, both those techniques slightly belong to the step by step, the gradual. However, there, the personality we have is taken quite serious. Buddhism, of course, would like to show us that our personality is, in fact, a thought. It is not substantial, so it is an illusion. It is something we have become used to believe in because of our history. In the direct path, we don't enter into story or history, but we look directly at whatever presents itself now. What is true and what is real now? Here and now, we cannot go into thought, because then you, with thought, you always go to the past and the future, and you always go into cause and effect. In the direct path, we try to teach ourselves to no longer get involved in those stories and in reasoning to explain ourselves. But we are learning to look what is present now. What is here now? Feeling. Okay, fear. What is fear now? Or jealousy or anger. What are they when they present themselves? And that's, we learn to look. We learn to be here and see for ourselves. So that is the directness of the path. Same true for thought and for volition, yeah, what you want. And consciousness. So there is a great opportunity in your life throughout the day to practice the direct path. And the reason why there are two paths is that on the one hand, it is good to see that there are consequences of our actions. And there are causes and effects. For example, if you talk a lot about others, people are no longer going to talk with you. And so you may wonder, So there is an effect. So it's good to learn to see that. But we can never clean ourselves up so that we are so transparent and clean as the Buddha mind, because that is not the result of that kind of cleaning, of going into the past and the present and making sure you don't make mistakes. But the Buddha mind is present here and now, even if you are afraid, even if there is anger or jealousy. So the Buddha mind is not depending on whether you are a good girl or boy or not. Yeah, whether you have done a lot of training or that you're relatively new. These two paths work very well together for some time. But at a certain point, it's very helpful to forget about all the techniques and methods and teachings and simply only focus on here. Being here and being now, being aware in the present. Because then the true nature of all these emotions will reveal itself. But that doesn't mean that when you really have experienced and seen the Buddha mind, that the gradual is totally useless. It can at times still come up as having some use. But the need to look into your biography, in your history, has dropped away because you have experienced your true ground, your home ground, that which you're made of. So there is a peace and contentment. The mystics of all traditions are pointing at it. All traditions have the path of practicing virtues first, and then at the same time, the putting yourself in the heart of God. Let me say it for the Christians, into the abyss. In Buddhism, you can say you place yourself in emptiness. And the Sufi that we have read also spoke about God, which was in this case a he. Whoever knows their self knows their Lord, he says. Whoever knows themselves knows them, their Lord. So knowing yourself, all aspects of what you are, can best be done directly. So take your time during the day for that present moment, so that little by little you really start to live in the now. And that will give you joy and peace.